a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song.
My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it there.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
This thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Oh, okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended badly.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I still love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now.
Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you doing? I'm here singing, how are you doing, and smiling. You would think today's podcast episode is to smile. No, I'm actually here to fight. Not exactly, but I don't understand how the year started and somebody thought to tag me an angry feminist. And by somebody, I mean one of my colleagues in the office, right? And the truth is, I'm here for my anger. I'm not even angry about it. In fact, I have no problems with being called an angry feminist. And now, here is this thing. You know, when you're working and you guys now have discussions and arguments and whatnot, and people are sharing their opinions and hot takes and everything. And then, the thing is, people share their thoughts. You take it, you say, okay, maybe you have shared your own. Now, I want to come and share my own. You now say me, I'm angry feminist. I say, oh, no, well, I'll take it. So I'm going to give people gist of one of the arguments we had in the office. So here's the thing. I find that when women try to say something profound or just stand for anything, but they are saying what they are saying while smiling, while being friendly and all that, men tag them as, oh, she's not serious, or don't even take them, even if they don't say, oh, she's not, they don't even take them seriously. They're like, oh, she's just talking, but she doesn't mean it, or oh, she's just talking, but then I'll do whatever it is I want to do. And I don't even get it. I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to be smiling and laughing and talking to anybody. I'm going to be firm, stand my ground, and tell you that, see, this is what I'm saying. And if you tag me angry feminist, beautiful. Because I find that it's either of these things for women. It's either you are not taken seriously or you are tagged angry. So would I rather smile at you and not be taken seriously or be firm with you, not even smile, even frown my face self, and you tag me angry? I'm like, I would rather be angry as long as you accept that, oh, she means what she's saying. I'm going to take her seriously. But then, yes, she's an angry person. Yes, let me be angry, but also take me seriously. For example, most people may be surprised when I say this, but I'm a very quiet person. Very quiet. In fact, my former roommate, one of the reasons she threw me out of her house was because she said, I don't talk to her, we are not on good terms. I say, no, those are two different things. I don't talk to you, yes, because I generally do not like talking. But we are not in good, have we quarreled before? No. But it's like, oh, why are you not talking to me? Are we quarreling? I just don't like talking. But some people may not fathom the idea that what do you mean you don't like to talk? But really though, in fact, one interesting story, or one of my favorite stories, one of my favorite memories to share, one of my aunties that I had not seen in a long time in recent times, me and my mom went to visit her in 2017. And immediately we got to her house and I greeted her, auntie, good afternoon. She gave me a very big hug, the biggest, tightest, and I think the warmest hugs I've received in my life, really. And she hugged me, and when she released me, she was like, oh my God, this is the first time I'm hearing her speak. In 2017, I was how old? I think, was I 20? I don't know. For my auntie to say, yo, you greeted me good afternoon, and this is the first time I'm hearing you say something. And she gave me that big hug. Like, shows the extent of how much I don't even talk. I mean, yes, I can be shy. Yes, I can be introverted. But really, though, it is majorly I do not like to talk as a thing. Like, it's a thing of its own. But then, one of the few situations that would have me talk a lot, talk loudly, and even be angry is in situations where people want to make me into what I'm not. Or maybe people have some weird opinions. But anyway, But especially when people want to make me into what I'm not, because I swear the only thing I want in this life is to be myself, right? When I pray to God, I'm like, God, give me enough for me to be myself. I don't even want to be the biggest millionaire in this life. Like, there's nothing I'm looking for with Elon Musk type of wealth. I'm like, see, just give me enough to be comfortable in myself and just be by myself and be myself. And I've had that thing where I have to fight for myself from when I was young. Either when people want to change me from being left-handed to right-handed, or when they want to change me from, oh, you're an introvert, be too extroverted. Don't make me into anything. So anytime I want to talk or argue, it is for me to fight for myself, to be myself. There was one time one of my colleagues, he just came on and like, Tobe, are you a feminist? I've not opened my mouth to talk or... So other colleagues just said, yes, can't you see? When she does all those arguments, it's obvious. I was just looking at them. Excuse you, are you mad or something? Because it is either... No, I am here. Somebody asked me a question. Said, Tobe, are you this? Then you opened your mouth to answer. Are you me? Am I you? Like, what do you mean? You cannot just come and answer questions for me when I'm here. See... I am always stern with them and I don't even care when I ask them, oh, are you mad or something? Or when I say that is a very stupid thing you said. I am very direct with them. I don't even care if somebody's going to get offended. Which is why after being that firm with them, I think there was another time somebody came, you know, when they want to address you out of respect, they're like, oh, Mr. This person, Miss This Person. She now said, oh, Miss Tobe. She was like, Miss Tobe, is your Miss M-S or M-I-S-S? That's one of my colleagues wanted to open mouth to answer. The other one now stopped him that, oh, no, please, oh, allow her answer by herself before she will say. I'm like, good, you guys are learning. Because you dare not answer for me. Let me say my thing. Because somebody will come and ask me something and you answer for me. I don't get it. When they start making assumptions that, oh, Tobe must be this. I said, talk. So the gist that made them tag me an angry feminist was, so one day went for break. There's a new fast food or restaurant or something open close to our office. So it's our new favorite spot to eat. So during break time, we'll just go there to hang out to eat. So one of my colleagues, I went there with him to buy food. On getting there, we noticed that one of our trainees was already there. He already ordered his food. So now, this colleague I came with had gone to the restroom when what I'm about to gist you guys about transpired. They brought this trainee's food or whatever he ordered. And he came to collect his food. And he saw me like, hey, Miss Toby, how are you? This one, down, down. You're here. I said, yes, I came to get some snacks. I was like, okay, that's good. And I turned to the waitress and said, add her own to mine. And I said, no, please don't add it. Don't add it. He now looked at me and said, why? I'm like, because I insist, don't add it. It just ended there. I paid for my snack. When my colleague came out of the restroom, he paid for his thing and then we went back to. I got to the office and I was scored. I told them, you guys, I want to ask you for something. And I told them exactly what happened, that I met this trainee here. And then he did not say, oh, can I pay for you? He just told the waitress, oh, add her own to, add her bill to mine or whatever. And I'm like, if it's you, would you have accepted that? So somebody said yes, that, oh, why not? Somebody said no. And the funny thing is that the person that said yes was female. The person that said no was male. I'm like, okay. The male, why? He now said, okay, his only reason is that, I mean, first of all, he doesn't know the guy like that. He's a trainee and he's an actual staff. And because he's in a different department as the staff, he's not among those training these guys. So he has never had a one-on-one conversation with him to start with. So the guy offering to pay for him would have been weird. Right. Then the girl that said, oh, sure, why not? She's in my department. She's also among those that trains this guy. And it's like, oh, maybe the guy just saw it as a form of appreciation or gratitude. Let me just pay for her meal or whatnot. I'm like, okay, first of all, that doesn't make sense to me. Because apart from all of us in that place, we have a bigger ogre. I'll call him Mr. X. So I don't say his name. So Mr. X now. If it were Mr. X that came to buy food, do you think that that trainee would have offered to pay for him? They said no. Exactly my point. That he offered to pay for me because I'm female. Men do this thing where they feel they can just come and pick up bills for females. That, oh, pay for her, buy this one for her. But I'm like, what do you mean? And the thing is that this is not even a random case of a random guy paying for food for a random female. So we're in the same establishment. You came for a training. I'm your trainer. There is a sort of power dynamic there. And you're paying for me for what? Like, I don't even get it. And the thing is, that is the only relationship we have, trainee-trainer. It's not even, okay, yes, there is another trainee also who, if it were that one that offered to pay, why am I even saying offer? Because he didn't offer. It was a thing of, oh, let me pay. That just decided to pay. I wouldn't even, that one would not be this foolish, I beg. We're too friendly for him to, we would have known from the onset. So this person, we've gone from trainee, trainer to being actual friends because I told you guys I prepared for an APA conference last year when the whole tension was on me. I'm like, please, let's, we did the whole thing together. He helped me out. And when he needs some things, I would help him out. In fact, one day he randomly called me on the phone. Oh my God, my bank app is not working. Can you help me transfer 3K here? And I'm like, please, your Netflix password. I'm so tired. I want to watch a movie. So we've evolved into just a trainee-trainer situation. So we're actual friends that depend on each other for anything. So beautiful. But in this other situation, I do not know you like that. You do not know me. So now coming to say, oh, put a bill. Because what are you trying to prove? Are you trying to prove that, oh, you have money or what? Because I really did not understand it. It was so improper. And like I said, the power dynamic was there. It's something you should have never done. If it were a male staff, our male oga, and also your trainer that was there, you would not have offered to do that. But then I'm like, oh, Toby, what's even this issue? Like, why are you dragging this thing? That you're too dragging it too much. That it's not a big deal, right? That why you're not coming to make it too much of a big deal? That you are always arguing, angry, and they now tag me angry feminist. I said, though, I don't even have a problem with it. But the thing is, I would always come and say my mind. And sometimes I'm always in a situation where it's always like a male-female thing, or a male did that to me because I'm female, or some other thing. So the arguments are always tending towards gender. They will not tag me angry feminist. I said, oh, I don't have a problem. But let me now ask you people, this situation, really, was it ideal for a trainee? Okay, I'm not sure many offices would have like a trainee-trainer situation. But let's say intern. So you're an actual staff. You have some sort of, will I say rank now in the office? And then an intern comes during lunch, there's a restaurant close by, you go there to eat, you find that intern there, and then the intern tells the waitress, oh, put her bill on my tab, I'm going to pay. First of all, do you think that's okay, or would you take it as disrespectful? Two, would you accept, or would you not accept and actually pay for your own bill? Three, even if you said you would accept, so, I don't know, for how long would this go on for? Because again, this is a restaurant you go to all the time. This is a restaurant this person would go to all the time. So, for every time you go there and you meet him and he offers to pay, or he tells them to put your bill in his tab, would you allow him to just be paying for you all the time? Let me know what you guys think and what your thoughts and opinions are. Yeah, that's it for this episode. I will see you in the next one. It's hopefully another angry feminist opinion. Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?